Hey, what up, Chris?
What's up?
Oh, we're live and at it again.
We are back at it. I hear some feedback. It's been over 2 years. I looked at the last episode that we had. I'm getting some feedback on. Are you listening through headphones or what are you doing?
No, I'm on speakerphone though.
Oh, that could be a problem.
Hold on. I'm also by this, like, electrical transformer, so let me walk on by.
We'll just pee on it.
Yeah, probably. Is it getting better?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's fucking electrical. So,
ladies and gentlemen, the reuniting? Is that the word?
Yeah, something like that.
The band's back in town.
The boys are back in town, boys.
It's
and girls and
I looked. Neither. I think it was either March or May of 2021 was our last episode.
Jesus,
a lot's happened since then.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of lives have fallen apart and been rebuilt. And they're on a trajectory now.
30% of our audience is from Germany, so guten Tag. Our lawyer listeners.
Yes.
We appreciate it. And we hope to bring you more episodes going forward now that Kenny has re-erected from the dead.
Just call me Lazarus.
So, Kenny, a lot has happened in the last 2 years. Where have you been, man?
So, I need to get some background information about where I am right. I think that's podcast because it was always somewhere obscure. So I'm at the North Carolina Military Academy, which is at Fort Liberty, North Carolina. It used to be Fort Bragg. So I'm actually on a military assignment right now, but I'm off duty because I'm drinking, right? On the rules.
What are you in training, or is this part of your National Guard training, or what?
So it's a school. It's a leadership school.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, pretty lax. Just work regular hours.
Cool.
Off in the evenings, so. And it's Friday night, so hey.
Hey.
Get time to chill, make a podcast.
So last time we talked, you were married to another person.
Correct.
That didn't work out.
Yeah.
What happened there? Do you mind going into that? Let's get some details.
Oh, Jesus. So, obviously, there were some compatibility issues, and I was tired of it, so I initiated a divorce. Did it on my own.
Okay.
Didn't hire any attorneys. Whether that was the right or wrong answer, I don't know. But it worked out, and we're in a better place now. So,
you still get, like, visitation and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah.
Do you have to pay any, like, alimony or anything?
Not alimony. Child support. But that's appropriate. Yeah. You want the kids to be taken care of, and you want to pay your share.
Yeah.
But obviously, when you're on visitation, like, you're not really seeing them 50% of the time, so you're not really chipping in 50% of the work.
So when did this happen?
Shit. So we made our last podcast, what, May of 21, you said?
Yeah.
So I think that's about really falling off the roof. I think separation started in the winter season of 21 and into 22.
Was that right before you got deployed?
Yeah. So I officially started my deployment in August of 22. So I guess it's actually March. Something like that. February or March.
Okay.
My new wife.
And, okay, there we go.
Yeah. So things progress.
A lot better.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Things progress.
You can have some babies together?
Or you I'm trying. She won't let me, but I'm trying. Yes. I'm all for it.
Trying to sneak one past the goalie.
She's a really good goalie. She is incredible, like VIP, or not VIP, MVP goalie. Like,
come on, Wayne Gretzky.
First round draft in the soccer world. Fucking goalie. All sorry. And have German on.
So, last time, I don't even know what we talked about last time. So, you went through all that. You got deployed. You're in the National Guard. You went to Kosovo, right? Is that right?
Say that again. You cut out. I'm sorry.
Oh, you got deployed to Kosovo, right?
No. I gotta be careful what I say here. Some of it's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were in the Middle East.
You're in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Can you talk about what you were doing?
I'd rather not, but it wasn't anything extreme. Like I had a very easy life. Very easy life.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, was it like Jason Bourne type shit where you like just like at night just kind of going out and saving people and doing like spec op missions?
Absolutely not. I was like kind of pissed off if they didn't have like grilled chicken or like if they're being a little chintzy about how much, or like if my air conditioner quit working. No, it was like really nothing. The only like sacrifice on my end would have been like being away from family. So yeah, no, it was no. Nah.
So did you get to drink wherever you're at?
No, we could not, which is hard for me. I went over a year sober. And I would Damn. Like to sit there and be like, oh, yeah, you know, man, living this new sober life is so good. No, dude, fuck that. I'm back to drinking, and I'm happy about it, and I don't want to fucking, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's a time and a place that fits some people and more power to them, but nah, dude, that ain't me. It just ain't, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. There's benefits to sobriety, but it just, to me, my particular personality, it ain't worth it, so... But now,
so your drinking was kind of a problem with your first wife, right? She come home from work and you're watching the kids and you're a shit face, right?
Allegedly, yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had some episodes where it was on me.
You know,
but if you did a root cause analysis.
And shit face is a sliding scale. I mean, for me, it may be different for you. You know what I mean? So,
right. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Tell me
about this new woman.
I was like, we can go into the weeds on that one big time. So, new woman. I was pretty sure she was an angel when I first met her. I was like, this woman is too good to be true. Like, there's no way this chick is real or that she's not, like, lying to me somehow. So
you got an angel with you right now.
Say what?
I was just quoting Angels in the Outfield. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Shit. You right over my head. But no, she was amazing. And we pretty well hit it off right away. Came into my life at a really perfect time. Like, I was really defeated. Just
were you overseas when you met her?
No. This was... Okay. You know, after the separation had taken place and we'd been separated for a little while and the divorce was in the works, but it was like one of those things I did everything myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never, how do you file a divorce? Do that. Like, yeah.
I did it with my first marriage. Like, it was, you can go, like, for Indiana, you just go online and all the forms were there. You just fill it out and submit it and wait, like, 60 days and boom, that's what we did.
Yep, that's how it worked in Kentucky, actually. Like, I'm talking, like, before that even happens. Like, at first, you don't really know, right? Like, say you don't have anybody who's been through it or been through it in the same state, because every state's a little different.
Yeah. And I'm weird.
I was just kind of getting to the point where I was trying to initiate it, but just quiet. Didn't exactly know how. Plus, like, you may have a good. Oh, I know how, but you don't trust yourself. You're like, am I missing something? Is there more to it? Yeah. Should I have went to a lawyer? Like, what do I do here? You know what I mean? So
yeah, and that's
kind of that nervous first steps.
Yeah, like I was comfortable with like court paperwork because I've done it so much with my jobs. Like it was just like a breeze for me. And she didn't put much in fight. You know, I kind of made it more advantageous for her not to.
And like, yeah, no, she's like jury duty for this. You know what I mean?
So yeah. Okay. So one of the last times we talked, you were working from home, and you were doing like some type of like editorial thing for books, right?
Yeah. So I was trying to write for a living, like blog posts, web pages, you name it. Yeah, I was doing all kinds of trying to write, yes.
And you were writing for a guy out of Florida, right?
Yeah.
And if anyone remembers us listening, there was a condo or an apartment complex that just completely collapsed. Back, that was a couple years ago, and you believe this guy was in it.
Yeah, that's my hypothesis.
Was he? What, have you spoken to him since?
No, not a fucking not a word, not a fuck you, not a nothing. Like the Tiger fucking King video that's viral on TikTok, like not a fuck you
motherfucker.
Yeah, like nothing. This guy.
So you were working with this guy up until the day of that collapse, and then you heard nothing.
Yeah, and I'm like 95% sure he was out of Miami, which is where it fucking happened.
So this guy's dead. He got smushed.
I think so, and I'm pretty sure because like writer, right? They use like different names. Like I.
Yeah. You're breaking like up.
Matthew, but I was writing as Caleb West. I don't know why they do that, but that's kind of like why, like, somebody who was helping me told me to do that, and I was like, okay, whatever.
Caleb West, I like that.
Yeah, I know. Sexy, isn't it?
That's going to be the name of the podcast today. This episode is going to be Caleb West. Dude, Caleb West, I mean, you walk into a bar.
Yeah, I can.
And you're looking at some girl. Yeah. And you're just like, what's your name? Caleb West. And she's like, take me home, daddy.
Yeah, like, I learned my lessons through life and was like, you're a piece of shit, Kenny. So you need to be more like Caleb West, this fictional fucking guy.
Dude, Caleb West is the GOAT.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there's a Caleb West out there who's listening right now because we're massively popular. I know
we are.
And he's just like, you fucking
fool. I was looking at our statistics.
He's probably gonna sue us, just like TQL.
Yeah,
and my ex-wife. Like
you can't name him. That's a certain brokerage company.
Yeah. Oh well, they lost their last bit in court. If you follow the news at all, so fuck them.
What'd they lose?
Something about like overtime wages in Ohio.
Well, I mean, those bullshit the crap they pulled. With, hey, come here and you need to be here at 6 a.m. and stay until 6 p.m. to research leads so we can steal them from you when you fire you.
Yeah, exactly. The farm system.
Yeah. And for people that don't know, certain companies, I'm not naming names, they, trucking companies, they'll lure these people out of college and they'll wave, you know, free beer and ping pong tables and everything in front of them. And, you know, oh, this is such a fun job. And then basically you're just your first, I don't know, what's it, like 90 days or whatever, 6 months you're on an account.
Yeah.
And something like that. You're basically just a bitch. And then you have like, yeah, like 6 months and you have 90 days to prove yourself. And you can't prove yourself, and basically they'll fire you and take any good accounts and give them to somebody that they like, who they go drinking with on the weekends. That's about sums it up, right?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
tons. I mean, I don't working for them, but yeah, they definitely some of their shit was a little off point. You know what I mean?
So what else has been going on since the last 2 years that I've talked to you? You found a new girl. You got married. You went to Uzbekistan.
Yep.
And you were there for a year.
Almost immediately after getting married. It was 4 days. So
you got married. You got married and immediately went overseas.
Yeah, August 4th of 2022, got married. August 8th. 2022 shipped out for deployment.
That's terrible.
I mean, we'd obviously been dating some time before, but I mean,
Like
I said, it was February, March, like it wasn't that long. But I mean, I think when you your second marriage, like you kind of fucking know what you want, man. Like it's not rocket science.
Oh, yeah.
Humans are human, man. Yes. And like you see the beauty in like, something and you.
Is it me or is the second marriage the person completely opposite of the first person you married?
Of course. Like you have a book of lessons learned and you approach it a totally different way. And I mean, it's like a second chance. I mean, you know what I mean?
So here's my advice to our listeners is when you're dating someone, get to know their family relationship, get to know their mother and their and the dad really well. Sit down and analyze that relationship, because if the mother's a cunt, the girl you're marrying is probably going to be one. Am I right?
100%. Yeah, I can vouch. Yeah, I can 100% vouch.
I can. Yeah. I can too.
You've heard my rants.
I use the C word. I know some people don't like that, but it's okay.
Fuck what people deserve. Things, you know what I mean? Like, we made this podcast to be real as shit, not watered down, not politically
That's
correct.
Right.
So if you're offended, go fuck yourself. Turn it off. Go listen to a different podcast.
And if you think you can change someone in a relationship, don't. Or their behaviors are going to change, don't.
Yeah.
Just pay attention to their parents' relationship, because that will be you if you continue to date that person. So. You got remarried.
Yep.
You got deployed.
Yep.
You came back and you started your own freight company. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. Hell yeah. So started my own trucking business. Fleet trucks. But obviously I had about, you know, like not that much money in the bank. So I was like, okay, we got to go with what we know, which was brokering freight.
Yeah.
Which ironically is what we were just talking shit about, but I took that shit talking and used it to my advantage. I thought, you know, all the ways this company here pissed me off and kind of made me think sourly of the industry, like what if there's a way to do it differently, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, look,
so you have your own 3PL, right?
Yes, correct.
So 3PL is what?
Third party logistics company. So essentially, middleman between companies that have freight, like factories or warehouses or farms or even like material brokers, produce brokers, stuff like that. And we are the middleman between them and actual freight carriers, like people who actually possess a semi truck or some sort of truck that is capable of hauling freight.
And so, funny story. Kenny and I work together at a 3PL, who will be named then. And I think like right after you left, you gave me some of your customers.
Yeah.
Or maybe, yeah. And one of them was just kind of like this hole in the wall, just a telephone number for this family. And it turned out to be this broker for, what do they call that? All the trees and shit.
Nursery stock.
Nursery, yeah.
Yep.
And it blew up, and I was the belle of the ball over at our job, because basically the minute I went into the quote unquote proving grounds, this guy was moving thousands of dollars and stuff for that whole month.
Yeah, like literally when I had them, they're like, hey, like, you know, you sound great, but we're a seasonal business, and we're literally just not, fucking trees aren't ready yet. You know what I mean? Like, we can't change that.
Like, it was literally the first week I went into Proving Grounds. I had like 12 orders that week. Like, I made it like within that week. It was ridiculous. And you know who was letting his little ginger hairball
go? If this podcast ever, like, if it takes off. No, let me rephrase that. When it takes off. We need a lawyer up so hard. Jesus Christ.
So anyways, I'm sure people don't really care about that.
What?
I was talking to you.
Take that back. You know, moral of the story to the people listening.
Yeah.
You're doing some shady shit. And you know it. And you're being...
Don't tell people... Don't tell people to lie to get a customer. Or I don't know. Don't go poop and not wash your hands.
You know what? Oh, God. That's just disgusting. Don't even get me started on that.
You know what I mean?
And even there's certain... We're all human beings.
Like I can understand, like, if you don't wash every time you pee, I get it.
Yeah.
Pee is discretionary when you wash your hands.
But your dick's not really
dirty. Wash your hands.
You know what I mean? Like, what makes your dick dirty?
Nothing. Yeah.
Unless you're dicking down a woman or your man.
Unless you're just sweating. You got a little sweat. But if you wipe and poop, you gotta wash your hands.
Yeah. Yeah, because you might have just smeared your middle finger through your ass.
Yeah, you don't know, like, what kind of duty. And then you're touching a keyboard. You got duty on your keyboard. Yeah, like,
fist bumping everybody in the office.
Yeah, fist bumping, playing ping pong. Got duty on the ping pong ball.
Shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Just shit everywhere.
Literally. Yeah, shit everywhere.
A blanket of shit all over the office.
Yeah, I mean, just literally just... It's just shit everywhere.
Oh, goddamn. There's people...
So what are you doing? Are you just walking around? Are you sitting outside?
I always tell the background story. Like, I'm just walking around the academy right now. So there's, like, some people actually out doing stuff. And I'm just over here talking to my phone.
Can you drink, like, can you drink there? Or, like...
Here's in a water bottle. Regular Nalgene water bottle. I'm sure Nalgene's going to sue us now because I said their name and I've been talking about pouring beer.
The pie pick us up as a sponsor.
Goddamn, me and Chris about to lawyer up, bud.
Giddy up. They're going to pick us up as a sponsor.
We got to get our sponsors. Maybe. You can either sue us or sponsor you.
Yeah. Like, I'm drinking Fireball. Fireball. We'll take a sponsorship. I love Fireball. Okay. So, you and I were talking earlier about my wife's pregnancy with my daughter.
Yeah.
And you don't know the details, right?
Well, I know some shit happened, but...
What do you know?
I mean, there's like... So, well, but at the end of the day, she's there with you now.
Okay. So, basically, so details. All of our friends that have... Yeah, I mean, there's so much shit has happened since the last podcast. So, I don't even think she wasn't even pregnant the last time on the podcast. So, this is our second child. So, she was 25 weeks pregnant, okay?
Yeah.
We're heading into Memorial Day weekend last year. And on, like, Thursday night, she was like, oh, I got some tightness in my abdomen. She's like, I'm going to go into the OB just to make sure nothing's going on because it's a long weekend. So... Friday, it's a Friday, she goes into the OB, they do every living test known to man, inside and out, literally, and they're like, no, you're fine, you're not going into labor, nothing like that. Okay, so, she comes home, later that night, she has some spotting, little blood, and she calls her after hours, like, oh, well, it's just probably from all the tests.
Yeah.
Okay. I fall asleep in the recliner out in the living room that night, and I wake up around 6 o'clock. I go in the bedroom, and there she is. She's talking about being in pain. And I was like, okay, well, we need to go to the hospital. And her mind was like, no, I was just at the hospital. I was at the doctor. They said, I'm fine. And then, like, I was like, something's wrong, right?
Yeah, your
gut's wrong. We need to go to the hospital. So I was like, just relax, collect your thoughts, think about it for a minute. I'm going to go back out in the living room and just sit for a minute. And the next thing I know, I hear get up, run to the bathroom, and I hear this vicious scream like out of a horror movie. And I run in there, and she's sitting on the toilet. And so our toilet, right next to the toilet on the right, is like a double vanity where we keep like some of our towels and things. Right. And she's reaching to get grab. She goes, and she's saying, "Towels, towels, I need towels." I was like, "Okay." I thought that she was like that she was having a miscarriage. And she stands up, and I look in the toilet. The light's not on in the bathroom. You know, it's kind of dark, and I just see this blob in the toilet, and the blob starts moving. And she was like, I was like, what the fuck is going on? And she reached down, she's like, we got to get her out. I was like, what? She had just given birth to the baby and the placenta, everything at once, in the toilet.
Holy shit.
Where are you at? It's an echo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I walked around. Is it still?
Are you on speaker? Yeah.
Any better?
A little bit. Are you in like a pisser or something?
I'm in a room. I was walking through this hallway. Okay.
So anyways, we grab Mia out of the toilet. I call 911, and they're like, start doing skin to skin. And so she's doing, like, she let out like a, Mia let out like a little moan, just saying like, hey, I'm alive. And we call 911. The first responder gets there within 2 minutes. And then the ambulance gets there. What is going on in that background?
Hang on. Let me keep going. I was trying to get to a place with better signal. Now it's getting worse.
I feel like you're in an outhouse at a baseball park.
Or so baseball.
There we go. So they get an ambulance. The first responder takes off with her, and they're doing CPR on her 2-pound body. The hospital is probably about 10 minutes away at the most, not very far. And they're doing CPR. By the time they get close to the hospital, they figure like she's not going to make it. And all of a sudden, her heart starts beating again. And she starts breathing and everything else. And somehow, the doctor on call, like the doctor on the hospital that day, was able to intubate her. And when we went down to Deaconess, they said even they would have problems intubating a child that young and they're in the NICU. But somehow this guy did it. And then Deaconess came up, picked her up, and she was in the NICU for 4 fucking months. And eventually she came home, and now she's right as rain.
I was going to say, you said 25 weeks.
25 weeks. She was 2 pounds.
That's insane as hell.
Yeah, she was.
Because a normal pregnancy is like, what, like 40 weeks? Like 38 weeks, something like that?
40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she was, she's basically, viability is like 23, 24 weeks, I think. So she was just beyond like viability, and she somehow survived.
Did they ever figure out why she was born so early?
They have no idea.
No idea.
I have my you know, I guess you could say conspiracy thoughts, whatever you want to call it, but I'm not gonna go into that.
Yeah.
But you know, she had gotten a certain vaccination right before she got pregnant, so
I'm not gonna talk about
I'm not going to talk about that, though.
Right. Yeah. Again, with the lawyers. Goddamn, we're going
to... Yeah. No kidding. But...
Well,
I mean, it was...
It's a happy especially thing, our, because, like, everything's good now. Like, she's yeah. healthy and good to go now, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you got a healthy fucking boy, too, right?
Girl.
You got two girls.
No, we got a... Oh, yeah. Our first is a boy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got a boy and a girl. Like,
yeah.
Hell. That's what I was telling my wife. Is like... I got two girls. I'm trying to have a boy. I'm like, hey, come on. We got to...
There you go.
Let's go. I'm trying to fucking make a quarterback. Come on. Let's go.
So you need to practice. You know, my wife always said that it's not an exact science. Like, I guess she said, like, female sperm swims slower but lasts longer. And men's sperm... are faster but don't last as long, so you gotta plan out the
there's like certain the techniques.
Time. Yeah. But we got it the first time on both tries, so that's like pretty rare.
Yeah, for real. But here, hang on.
What? 3202? And 2125 right there. So 202 would either be either that way or up the way. And yeah, what are you here for, OCS?
Yeah,
warrant officer. Okay. Two, you would be upstairs. Now. You there?
Yeah.
I'm literally recording a podcast right now. No, you're good. Hey, this is what's good about our podcast. It's authentic.
Yep.
It's real.
That's right.
30.
Our fans know what our fans know what they want.
It's either this building or, like, I've completely misled you and it'll be on the other side. So here's the staircase here. I'll check for you. That way you ain't got to walk up.
Kenny, give us play-by-play of what you're doing right now.
Like, we're at the schoolhouse, right? And they have a bunch of... Okay, 3229. Like, different classes for various things coming in and out all the time. Well, so I found my class. Here's 3202, but that's like a fucking... Hello? I got somebody looking for y'all. Is this a room to live in?
Yeah. Okay, what are you
I'll holler him up. This is for warrant officer school? Yeah. Hey, bud. You're right here. Yeah, he couldn't find y'all. So, yep. So, anyway, it's like an academy. There's a lot of different... military classes going on, so different people from all over the U.S. coming in.
Now, here, classes like what? Pole.
Yeah, the glasses. Go right to the right. Yep, you'll see it. Yep, have a good one. So, anyway, say again, Chris, what were you saying?
What kind of classes are you taking?
Just various leadership. That's like what I'm allowed to say.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Various ranks are able to come here and advance their rank based on leadership schools they take here and or other places, but this is one of the places that offers them.
Is there any spark or about what's going on in the Middle East? Can you talk about that?
No, we don't know. If you're in the military and you know about that shit, you're fucking way higher than me. Like... I'm a fucking Joe, so, I don't know. I've been watching the news and trying to make the best sense of the news that I can, because a lot of the news is dog shit, but, No, I don't. I don't know. I have my speculations, but I don't have any informed decision on what's actually happening.
What's your speculation?
I think the way Israel's handling it's a little harsh towards civilians. So I would anticipate with a Democratic president, we will probably kind of stay a little hands off, but we will be extremely ready to intervene. And then I think with what's going on in Ukraine, I think basically you're going to see the U.S. like flexing their capabilities a little more to calm everybody down, because you got a lot of adversaries worldwide that are just fucking off, being stupid, being feminine, being weak-minded. And I think the masculine U.S. is going to fucking choke a bitch, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to smack a bitch one time to show, like, hey, you better fucking pay attention. Because I think a lot of people say the U.S. is weak. And I would agree, there's, like, certain things in society that would suggest that we're weak. But if you look at some of the past wars, I mean, they had to enact the draft. Like, recruiting was low. There's a lot of familiar circumstances, but the U.S. is more resilient, and we don't hate our country like people hate China. China's a shitty, evil country. People don't like China. They don't like living in China. It's a shitty, terrible place. Russia is a shitty, terrible place. Iran is a shitty, terrible place. And we are not. So I think when you piss us off, we're going to fuck these other motherfuckers up. So.
Do you think we're being overstretched between... Well, sounds like we're about to stop with the Ukraine stuff.
No, because you think about the Cold War. Think about the Cold War. We were... You think about World War II. Jesus Christ, look at World War II. Japan was a formidable foe at that time. And Germany was a formidable foe at that time. Now, motherfucker, we got both those on our side. They're both formidable allies now. Like...
But what about China?
Yeah, they're China. Same China. It's always been China. Yeah, they're going to be a fucking big threat. But again...
Think they'll invade Taiwan?
If you're fucking home front, don't fucking support your government. You're trash. No. I don't want to live in China. Do you want to live in China?
No.
Do we have a border crisis?
Yeah.
Why? People want to fucking live here. Right?
Yeah.
So, no. Fuck China. And fuck Russia. And fuck Iran. Y'all are little pussies, and we'll be okay. The U.S. will be okay. The U.S. and Western allies, thank you to all allies, will be okay.
And so, Kenny, I wanted to hit on something else. Did you hear that Ayatollah of Iran? Fuck you, pussy. You hear that Mount Zing or whatever your name is, China?
Yeah. We'll be okay.
So, Kenny, I heard a rumor that you and your ex-wife were swingers.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I would love to talk on that, but we're running out of time. I think we should hit that on our next episode next weekend. We'll get a little bit more in depth on that. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, I agree. I think, ladies and gentlemen, you should stay tuned. We can open that can of worms.
Today's episode was just kind of a meet and greet, getting things back in the schedule.
Yep. I know I know a lot of you couples out there are considering that. Or you have considered it, or you've done
upside down pineapple.
Yep. It's right. It's incredibly more popular than you think it is.
Were you the bull?
So what?
Were you the bull?
The bull. The bull. No. Sorry, I thought you said bowl, like a bowl of potatoes. No. No, that wasn't me. But I know what you're talking about. We can go into all that next episode.
Alright. This is just a little refresher for everybody. We hope you enjoyed it. It may have been a little bit boring. I don't know. Depending on what you like.
We had some technical difficulties. I didn't realize going through that room was going to screw with this.
That's okay.
Starting out, I was right by that generator.
The main thing is we're back. Germany, we love us. Thank you.
We're so technologically advanced. We aren't even together right now. We're on...
Yeah.
We're like, what, like 12 hours apart?
At least.
a drive, 12-hour drive apart.
Our American friends, we thank you. Our German friends, we thank you.
Yeah, for real, Germany. For whatever reason you follow us, thank you.
We're going to grow this podcast now that Kenny has popped out of oblivion. And we'll see you next week.
Absolutely, Chris. I'm excited. I'm glad we got this going again.
Yep.
All right. See ya. See ya, buddy.
Bye.